This is a CHY News Report. The city of Nanaimo is supporting the LGBTQ plus community as yet another march for, quote, parental rights is set to take place at City Hall on Saturday, October 21st. The Canadian Anti-Hate Network says that anti-2S LGBTQ plus activists cloaking themselves under the parental rights movement are taking advantage of normal parental care and interests in order to surreptitiously build numbers for their fight against the self-identification of transgender youth. The protest comes a month after an identical protest drew hundreds of people on both sides of the issue in September. The statement from the city says council stands in solidarity with the 2S LGBTQIA+ community and condemns all acts of hate and violence towards members of their community. The statement says council recognizes that people in the community face hatred, ignorance, and bigotry, and that council wants to make it clear that this is not okay. The city also plans to raise the pride flag at City Hall on Thursday, where it will remain over the weekend. City Councilor Hillary Eastmere says this came at the request of the Nanaimo's LGBTQ community.
We had some direct asks come from the queer community for the city to make a strong statement reaffirming our support for the 2S LGBTQIA+ community. We're stemming from the protest and counter demonstrations that happened September 20th. I think the queer community saw a lack of support from the city, a lack of solidarity, and really called for us to stand up and say that there is no space for hate in our community, there's no space for discrimination, and the rights of trans people and the 2S LGBTQIA+ community are not up for debate.
The Nanaimo Pride Society Vice President Natalie Stewart called the statement of flag raising a good start.
I think it's a good start. I think it's a good gesture to show that they do support us. I think we need to see kind of tangible things to go along with that. There's a lot of difficulty in convincing people who aren't queer that a lot of the rhetoric that's going on is dangerous. A lot of it gets phrased as though it's just asking questions and just being concerned about kids, when so much of the statistics show that it's really not about protecting kids. It's about hiding queer people from society. And we want the city to take that seriously.
Nanaimo Mayor Leonard Krogh says the city has a long history of support for the LGBTQ community.
I appreciate that the vice president has referred to this as a good start, but candidly, this has been going on a long time in this community. I would hardly describe it as a start, in fairness. This is simply a continuation of what this council and previous councils have done over the years. You know, I remind people, the last gay pride parade, when you look at the relative numbers of citizens in the city of Vancouver and the number of citizens in Nanaimo, ours was a much bigger parade. So I come back to my point around it's not the only way to measure it, but if you look at the people who actually come out and the numbers involved, again, I'm not discounting that there are horrible things done by some individuals in our community. They represent a minority. They do not represent the bulk of people in Nanaimo. And I appreciate the Pride Society may take the view that certainly the current Pride Society or the previous board, because I believe they had an election recently, may take the view that I am overlooking or council or the city is overlooking what goes on in our community. I simply disagree with that characterization.
The statement by the city also mentions that the city is prohibited from discriminating against anyone who wishes to use a public service or facility by the BC Human Rights Code, which includes protection against discrimination based on gender identity or expression. Stewart says that she is afraid of experiencing transphobia when using some city facilities.
It's terrifying. I'm a woman of trans experience. I am the boogeyman, it seems, that they think is a terrible person and a deviant and a predator. And all I want to do is help my kids grow up in a community that shows that love is available and that it's okay to be who you are. I'm terrified to take my kids to the aquatic center now because of these protests. I'm terrified to take my kids anywhere where someone might think I'm kidnapping them just because I fit a description of somebody who might have been assigned male at birth. It's terrifying. It's angering. I just want to be able to live my life and be a good mom to my kids.
Eastmere says the city needs to ensure a safe space for everyone who is using city facilities.
I really think we need to look at our policies and make sure that we have safe space policies in addition to code of conduct policies for city facilities, and to really ensure that our policies are upholding what we believe in when it comes to diversity and inclusion.
Krogh says the views of people who are protesting against the sexual orientation and gender identity programs in schools are misinformed.
The suggestion that there is some level of indoctrination or you're teaching kids to be gay, which is some of the allegations from the extreme elements, they're simply baseless. What the school district in our city is trying to do is ensure that people feel safe, that students feel safe, that they get the knowledge and information that they need to make decisions about themselves and their own conduct, and be able to enjoy the freedom to express themselves in our society.
Stewart is calling on allies to attend the March for Inclusion on Saturday, which starts at 1 p.m. in front of City Hall before marching to Maffeo Sutton Park. This is the same time and location as the planned march to, quote, protect parental rights.
If you're somebody who would like to show your allyship, please come out and help support us. Be a shield to the hate, because queer people are going through a lot right now. And yeah, we could really use the assistance. Now's not a time to be quiet. If you come to Pride and enjoy Pride, help us out when it's hard to.
For CHOY News, this is Mick Sweetman.
This report was made with the support of the Local Journals Initiative, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and listeners like you.